Hello everyone. This is my little garden, Irish garden, and I'm here today to make maybe one of the most important videos I've ever made. This is about you. This is about your transformation, your transmutation into who you truly are. It is a personal process. The message is very strong. You are the only one able to undergo the journey of transmutation. You are the one who walk the dark woods of the night of the soul to meet your proper own personal, private darkness and wounds and traumas. You are the one who heal yourself. Because it is in learning how to heal yourself that you will learn about your power. And once nothing can hurt you anymore because you know how to heal straight away, you're the most powerful thing in the universe if nothing can hurt you anymore. You're almighty powerful. You can create the reality you want. What the dark ones want is to take your power away from you, is to make you believe that you need others, other people, or external events to activate you, which is not true. No one can walk your path. The destination is not what matters, but it is the journey, as you have learned from many wise sources. You need to do it yourself. You need to undergo the journey. It's not easy. Nobody said it was easy. But it is how it is. It is because there are challenges that you are going to evolve, to adapt. Evolution is to adapt to a difficult environment. It makes you grow stronger, wiser, more intelligent, more discerning. Embrace the obstacles, but do it yourself. It's you. You do it yourself. No one is entitled to activate you. This is not how it works. This is BS. Okay, so these people who tell you, I'm going to activate you, it's BS because they do not know anything about the process or they gain profit from it. If it's not money, it's ego, popularity, service to sell, or there is an agenda behind. And that is way more concerning because you are pure and you want help. You want to, so excited to shift faster in a higher density. So someone is going to come and say, I'm going to do it now for you. And people, yay! Are you nuts? Do you know this person? Do you know who is behind this person? What concerns me is that there's a lot of you who run into. There are agendas left by either hybrids, either mind-programmed people to hack your soul, to hook at you, ask you to open your heart, and ask you to download codes, which are programs. It's not because it's labeled light that is good. That's just a label, okay? That's just the envelope, the name, what's behind. You can't sell poison calling it medicine or something else. I think that resonates with something that's happening now in the world. Do not give your consent to anyone on this planet and off planet to activate you to install programs in you, which are called light codes, this is a trap again. This is taking your power away. This is taking away from you the knowledge and understanding that the only way is to do it yourself. Ascension is an individual process. Individual, alone. If you don't face it alone by yourself, you will not make this ascension. At the end, we are all going to shift into higher density, if not in this incarnation, in the next. But use yourself to it, okay? How do you do that? You just, by meditation, close everything coming from the outside, protect yourself, use protections, and then go within and meet the beautiful being that is inside you. And this being is vibrating on a higher frequency than this body of flesh. When you commune and connect with who you truly are within this temporary body, well, suddenly you vibrate in this higher frequency, which is the frequency of your light being. And when you are in this higher frequency, two things happen. You are transforming the DNA of this body you occupy. You activate it yourself from within, because the soul is just imprinted in this body. So by radiating this higher frequency, you activate this blocked DNA. You only do this just by resonance with yourself. It does it automatically. You need no codes, no one, no solar flash event, even if it's happening or not. It's not the problem. You do it yourself. Okay? And once, the second thing, once you connect also with who you are, you're activating our own bodies, this Terran avatar, which is amazing, has plenty of possibilities. Also, you are connected with your soul group who vibrates in the same frequency as you do. So then you can communicate, you feel them, you hear them, you feel their love, their family, their presence. This is reachable only by going within, okay? Within you. If you want to try to contact extraterrestrials, because everybody wants to do that now, well, there's only one way. To go within and connect with your soul group and see if they are from this Earth matrix or from another planetary matrix. Okay? Otherwise, that's it. Otherwise, you need technology that you don't have for the moment. That's it. So these people who pretend to activate you, open portals, manipulate your chakras, activate your DNA, they are either service to self mentally problem, or either serving agenda like ego, but also agendas from manipulative ETs who want to hack your soul. Do not let anyone in. You're in control. You do it yourself. You know? And these people who pretend activating you, this is such a red flag for me. Downloading things to give to you that you install, programs, come on. I know it's hard to hear because many of you who are listening to this, you have done it. It's not too late. You can disinstall the programs by just being yourself, radiating your frequency, connecting with you, who you truly are, undergoing throughout your own shit, and overcoming it. And when you are out of it, you're a butterfly. Remember, I told this story once. The caterpillar has no idea of how it's going to become a butterfly. No one can come and transform it into a butterfly. Inside of the caterpillar, there is an internal clock. But at one moment, when it is the right time, it's going to activate. No one is activating it for the caterpillar. The caterpillar has this clock. Every second goes tick, 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 and then, oh, it activates. It goes into a dark journey, into its cocoon, alone, isolating from the outside. He builds his own isolation, protection, because to transform yourself, you need to be protected. Nature teaches us. No one is transforming the caterpillar into a butterfly. It has it himself, undergoing suffering, stress, fear. But in trust, because it's nature, it's how things are. And at the end, if someone comes and wants to help the butterfly to get out of the chrysalis by opening the chrysalis, the butterfly dies. Because the butterfly needs to undergo the pressure of trying to break the chrysalis himself, because it makes a surge of blood into all its vessels and its wings, and it propels the blood into the wings. That's the only way it's going to be able to fly. Because the struggle to break the chrysalis. This is you. Trust yourself. Stop listening to anyone who tells you they are going to activate you or give you downloads for you. This is not right. Things I would like to tell you to keep in mind. That the beings that present to you with four fingers are insectoid rays. Humans have five fingers at each end, such as, of course, all the Pleiadians and humans, the Andromedans, Xenae, and the Ahorai Arcturians as well. They all have five fingers because they are human, individual consciousness. This, I try to do it. This is gray, hive consciousness, gray half consciousness, human, individual consciousness, human individuality, gray hive. That's a good tip. Mind yourselves. Do not give your consent, even if you are tricked by love and light narratives. The enemy is very clever. You are dealing with a very highly developed form of intelligence who has been working with the Alphabet Agency as well. And all that is linked to that. They are very deceptive. They can really trick you. They are very intelligent. But we are more intelligent than them. We are, but do we know it? Yeah, we need to know that. When I incarnated here as an emissary, I didn't know I was going to be the sorting agent for the bean company, sorting out all the bullshit. And oh man, there is some bullshit storm around here. Listen to the ancients. Listen to you. You, my beloved, you do it. No one does it for you. And that is how you discover your sovereignty and power. It's okay. Mistakes are teachers. Now you've learned something. Find yourself.